Welcome to the Jazz Treasury. My name is Rich Sylvester. Thank you so much for letting me in your ear once again as we delve into the history of jazz. The Jazz Treasury is always open, so make sure check out our Facebook page and tell your friends, your family about the Jazz Treasury, and let's keep the flame of jazz alive. In the last episode of the Jazz Treasury, we visited Jazz City, Kansas City. Today, we go to New York City, and we visit 52nd Street. Two short blocks of Midtown Manhattan between 5th and 7th Avenues were the jazz capital of the world for just over a decade at the height of the swing era. Known variously as Swing Street, or the street that never slept, West 52nd Street was home to upwards of a dozen different clubs, all of which became jazz legends. There were regular changes of name, location, and ownership, but all these venues in the basements of a row of crumbling brownstone houses offered the very best in jazz. Legends such as Lester Young and Coleman Hawkins played alongside up-and-coming names such as Thelonious Monk, Charlie Parker, and Miles Davis, while even the noisiest basement became stilled as Billie Holiday stepped up to the footlights and sang her languorous ballads. And let's jump right in with the track here. We're going to start off with the one and only Coleman Hawkins. And the tune we're about to hear is called On the Bean. And this particular track features Coleman Hawkins on tenor sax, Thelonious Monk on piano, Edward Bass Robinson playing bass, Denzel Best on drums, 1944 in New York City. Let's listen to Coleman Hawkins, On the Bean. That was Coleman Hawkins performing On the Bean in 1944. While Lester Young inspired many a bebop saxophone player, by the mid-1940s, Coleman Hawkins was out to prove he could become one. This trailblazing quartet appeared for several months on the street and marks Thelonious Monk's first work with a significant band as one of the first bands to fuse swing and bebop styles. So, 52nd Street. It all started with Prohibition. From 1919 to 1933, the United States made the sale of alcoholic beverages illegal throughout the nation in a social experiment that created one of the largest opportunities for organized crime in history. Almost no town in the USA was without its speakeasies, the underground clubs where drinking continued unabated. Most of the big urban centers spawned a host of nightclubs, many of them run by gangsters, as well as offering drink to their customers. They provided the finest entertainment of the jazz age. A good example was New York's famous Cotton Club. Its manager, Oney Madden, operated it as a front for many illegal activities, but the public flocked to hear the sounds of Duke Ellington and Cab Calloway. Let's continue with the music. Let's move on to Lester Young. And we're going to hear Blue Lester, performed in New York City, 1944 once again, with Lester Young on tenor, Count Basie doing piano here, Freddie Green on guitar, Rodney Richardson on bass, Shadow Wilson on drums. Here he is, Lester Young, other times called Prez, doing Blue Lester on the Jazz Treasury. That was Lester Young. That was Prez. Blue Lester. This is a small group recording. It exemplifies the marvelous sound of Count Basie's rhythm section and the big band's star soloist, Lester Young. Basie often worked the street with the whole big band packed into the famous door, That's the name of the club, the famous door. This track, Blue Lester, cut shortly after Lester's induction into the Army, shows some of the effects of the draft on the band. But the bassy feel is still intact. Now, some smaller speakeasies opened up in 52nd Street while Prohibition was still in force. The street was very similar to those Harlem areas where basements had been converted into clubs. In two blocks of down-at-heel brownstone apartments, long, narrow clubs appeared one by one. The similarity of the buildings meant that all the clubs were fundamentally the same. There would be a coat check after you came down the few steps inside the front door, a bar running along the side of the room, a small stage straight ahead, and perhaps a kitchen out the back next to a cramped band room. One of the earliest speakeasies on the street was the Onyx Club at number 35. Another musician that popped out of the 52nd Street era was Stuff Smith. And here's a track from Stuff. Stuff Smith and his Onyx Club boys, You're a Viper, recorded in 1936 at New York City. And it features Jonah Jones on trumpet, Stuff Smith doing the violin here and vocals, James Sherman on piano, Bobby Bennett on guitar, and Max Walker on bass. Cozy Cole on drums here. Let's listen to Stuff Smith and his Onyx Club boys doing Use a Viper on the Jazz Treasury.
Come on down, Kate. Let's smoke a little tea this evening, huh?
Dream about reaper, 5 feet long, the mighty myth, but not too strong. You get high, but not for long.
Why, man?
Cause you's the viper. Yeah. Now I'm the king of everything. You gotta get high to have that swing. Light as D, let it be.
Different.
Cause you's the viper. Now your throat gets dry and you know you're high. Everything is dandy. Truck into the candy store. Joke on peppermint candy. Then you know your body's spent. You don't give a darn if you don't pay rent. Sky's high, you high.
Why?
Cause you's the viper.
Listening to the Jazz Treasury Podcast with Rich Sylvester.
That was Stuff. That was Tuff Smith. 1936. Use a Viper. The lyrics are based on doper's slang. A viper was a pot smoker. Given his wholehearted commitment to the use of narcotics, it is amazing that Stuff sings and plays so brilliantly, with several stirring choruses of violin ushering in the trumpet of Jonah Jones. The noises at the start and finish, the raspy breathing of one who is not frightened to inhale, simply add to the authenticity. Thank you, Stuff. The popularity of the new small swing groups was enhanced by broadcasts direct from some of the 52nd Street clubs, such as the Onyx and the Yacht Club. Some of the most glorious music by pianist Fat Waller and his rhythm is an airshot recording from the Yacht Club, where the listener eavesdrop on his little band playing a live session with none of the constraints of studio recording. Once the club started to broadcast, record companies vied to sign up the bands that played on air. Many companies took on the 52nd Street artist, but one of the most prolific was Decca, where talent scout J. Mayo Williams asked pianist Sammy Price to recruit studio backing bands for a whole series of jazz and blues recordings on their budget-priced race issues. And moving onward here, how about Chu Berry? Let's listen to Chu Berry and his little jazz ensemble doing 46 West 52. And this was in 1938, featuring Roy Eldridge on trumpet, Chu Berry on tenor, Clyde Hart on piano, Danny Baker on guitar, Artie Shapiro on bass, and Sid Catlett on the drums. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen, Chu Berry and his little jazz ensemble doing 46 West 52 on the Jazz Treasury. Hey, that was Chu Berry. 1938, Little Jazz, Roy Eldridge himself opens up this swing romp with solos from Clyde Hart, Berry, and Sid Catlett, a masterly drummer much in demand during the latter years of the Street. Unfettered improvising performances like this are the high point of what 52nd Street had to offer in the years immediately before the bebop revolution. In almost all memoirs and interviews dealing with musicians who worked on 52nd Street, there's a sense of wonder that is such an array of talent should have appeared with such intensity in so small an area. Vibes player Milt Jackson was typical. "Just before I came out of the services," he recalled, "I went to New York for the weekend on a pass, and I just ran around. Stayed up for almost 48 hours. All the musicians I'd always heard about and dreamed about, suddenly, here they were, right here in the flesh, and I just went completely nuts. In 52nd Street, in these two blocks, you could hear so many artists. It was unbelievable. You might catch Billie Holiday in the Onyx. Go up the street to the Three Deuces where Charlie Parker was playing with his group. Three doors away, there was Coleman Hawkins, and Art Tatum was playing another club just up the street. It was just unbelievable." And let's move on. Another track, this one by John Kirby, a name that not a household name, but still significant on 52nd Street. And this is John Kirby and his orchestra doing Close Shave, recorded in 1941. Charlie Shavers on trumpet, Buster Bailey on clarinet, Russell Prokop on alto, Billy Kyle on piano, John Kirby on bass, and O'Neill Spencer playing drums. Let's listen to John Kirby and his orchestra doing Close Shave on the Jazz Treasury. John Kirby, Close Shave. As well as swinging the classics, John Kirby's band produced several vehicles for star trumpeter Charlie Shavers, who temporarily abandoned the brilliant open horn side of his playing in favor of a tight, muted control and rapid tempos. Like many of Kirby's compositions, this has a long, complex line, shared in close harmony by the band's two reed players. Now, Midtown was going high-rise, and the old street was an anachronism. Just two clubs, Jimmy Ryan's and the Hickory House, clung on for dear life until the 1960s, but even they were unable to resist the tide. The Hickory House closed for good, but Ryan's hung on for another 20 years, a block away on 54th Street, when it finally dimmed its lights for the last time, the greatest period in New York's history as the jazz capital of the world ended. And that's it for this edition of the Jazz Treasury. Thank you so much for traveling to 52nd Street with us in this episode. Please join us on Facebook at the Jazz Treasury Podcast. Give us a like, give us a share, send some comments. Let us know what you know about jazz. And a big thanks to the Jazz Greats magazine put out by the Marshall Cavendish Leisure Collection and its foundation. Thank you so much for the information and the music from bio.com, from all the record albums and books that I get the information from. A real pleasure to share this beautiful music with you. And next time on the Jazz Treasury, we're going to visit with Bob Crosby. So until next time, enjoy the jazz.